Hey kiddos, Newsy's Nook is listened to all over the world, and I want to tell you about a little shop down under. My ABDL Supplies is a Sydney-based supplier for the Australian age play community. They've got everything, from onesies and passies for nap time, to shibari rope and paddles for playtime, to automatic savings on any 4-pack of diapers. My ABDL Supplies has a great inventory for any kinky Aussie. Trusted for the last 7 years by littles and bigs all over Australia and New Zealand, My ABDL Supplies always ships discreetly. Just for Newsy Nook listeners, My ABDL Supplies is giving 5% off your next order. Just use promo code NewsyBaby. So try My ABDL Supplies, your one-stop ABDL shop. Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I'm your host, Newsy Baby. This week in Newsy's Nook, not the big top in Newsy's Nook at CapCon. This week in Newsy's Nook, I'm recovering from an amazing trip at CapCon. It was so great to hang out with friends I only ever get to talk to online, and it was also really fun to meet new people and go on new adventures with them. One adventure I knew I wanted to have was to get my haircut done at CapCon. You may remember James Frost told me about the Bondage Barber in a previous episode. I loved my Bondage Barber experience. Daddy Eric had this chair, and he chained me and strapped me down while he cut my hair. I was already feeling kind of little, so I just closed my eyes while he worked his magic. After the haircut, I sat down with Eric to talk about how he got started and why getting your haircut at a kink event is such a special experience. What is it about? I mean, now that I've just experienced it, I kind of understand it, but from your perspective, what is it? What is it about the combination of bondage and a haircut and headspace? Why do those all fit together?
Well, for me, cutting hair is not sexual, so it's not a fetish thing, but it's more about just doing a good haircut for someone, making someone feel good about themselves afterwards with a good haircut, and then having fun in the process of doing it. So for a submissive, the other bondage barber and I, Fluffy and I, Fluffy actually invented the bondage barber. He's a barber here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I'm from Ohio. And this was something that they came up with years ago and has had a lot of fun with it. I joined in at a claw in Cleveland a few years ago, and we go to many events and do this. But it's about having fun for everyone. When I'm cutting someone's hair, I'm not even thinking about anything that's going on in my life, my stresses, any of that kind of stuff. I'm totally focused on doing a great haircut for someone that's going to look good, feel good, and have a lot of fun. And so if I can help someone go into their headspace, whether it be littles or submissive or even some, there are some dominants who really, really want to try this. And it is so much fun for them, because you can just see them shake in the chair. They're so scared of being locked up in bondage, and they're normally the dom. Mm-hmm. And to give them that experience is really fun. So if I can help someone get into headspace, I work very hard not to break that headspace, but to really make it fun for them. So I'll give you a quick story. At the ABU pre-party where I was cutting hair, Fluffy and I were both there. I had someone who didn't really want his hair that short, didn't really want it very short. And we talked about it up front. And the way I worked with you was a lot of hands-on. The clippers were very forceful and very deliberate in the action that I did. What I did with him, and he didn't know it, because I didn't show him, mm-hmm. was that I clipped on the longest clipper blade that I have, which is a little over 3/4 of an inch. That's pretty long. And I manhandled him the same way. In his brain, he has no idea what's happening other than he feels steel rubbing up against his head. And he's thinking that he is getting the shortest buzz cut that he's ever gotten. And he told me that wasn't what he wanted. But I had the long blade on the clipper. And when I got all done and we came out of the headspace, they said, so how short do you think your hair is? Oh my gosh, I didn't want it that short. When I showed him in the mirror, he exploded with a smile. He was so excited. But I gave him a mind fuck that he was not prepared for. And he had so much fun. He actually broke the record for how much someone has paid me for a single haircut. He had that much fun. And for me, that's exciting because I gave him something while he was padded, while he was in bondage. I gave him an experience that he had never had before. He had so much fun. That makes it fun for me.
I think what made me get into the headspace very easily was, like, one, of course, I was bound. But two, what I was thinking the whole time and why I closed my eyes was letting go. It kind of felt like I was getting, like, my first haircut for the first time again. At least that's what I was picturing in my mind, right? And so the forcefulness, the nurturing of, like, when you put me against your belly, like, really, and you, what's the thing called?
Just running the clippers, just working that in a forceful
right.
way.
It's the sound, it's the feeling it against your head, it's not knowing what it's going to look like, right? We didn't really discuss what it was going to look like. Nope. And so there's all these things going through your head, and it just creates this headspace of, like, what's happening.
Yes, and for the submissive side, it, people who are sub enjoy that giving up that control, and yet, you know, at least with me, I'm going to do the cutest, nicest haircut unless they totally give me, you know, you can gauge someone who really wants something completely off the wall. But most people aren't like that. They're going to go to their job. On Monday, they're going to go do their thing. So you want to be respectful. But again, you want them to have a fun experience that they may not have ever had before. Some people have never gotten a haircut while being padded. And so coming here is an opportunity. And that's why I even asked you, do you want the bondage experience? Or would you just like to feel little getting a haircut? And either one is totally fine. But it's about giving you an experience that you just don't get at the chain places, if you will. Yes.
And he's very good at, can you share the story of someone creaming their jeans and how you did it? I think the way you tell the story is really fun.
Well, okay. So we go to CLAW, which is Cleveland Leather Awareness Weekend. It goes by different names, but it's in Cleveland. It's a bunch of leather people, 5,000 leather guys. It's overwhelming. And so Fluffy and I have done a CLAW together, a bondage barber, for quite a few years now. And have a lot of fun. Well, I had a pup, a submissive pup, who came and sat down, and he had really cute blonde hair that was very long over the top. And he had made it clear that he had it buzzed a while ago, didn't really like it, didn't want that again, but he wanted to experience the bondage barber haircut experience. So I put him in the chair, we got him all closed up in bondage, and he started to tease me a little bit about just different things, submissive kind of things. And I'm like, puppy, you're not really in a position to be teasing your barber right now. And that kind of egged him on. Not saying I didn't do that deliberately. Mm-hmm. And so he got to a point where I grabbed his long hair on purpose. For two reasons. One was to get his attention. One was to make sure he didn't move. And then I grabbed the clippers, I turned the clippers on, and I laid the clipper blade right on his forehead. He was half an inch away from getting the top of his hair completely buzzed. I had no intention of ever doing anything like that. But you gonna tease me? I might tease back. So I turned the clipper on, and I'm like, okay, are you done? Are you done, puppy? Are you done? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And away we went. We finished the haircut. We had a nice time. And he had so much fun. He came back about an hour later and went, sir, I have to tell you something. What happened? He goes, I had to go up to my room and change my jock because I creamed my jock when you put the clipper blade on my forehead. I'm like, oh, you had fun, didn't you, puppy? He's like, I had so much fun. Thank you, sir. that makes someone feel pretty good.
That's such a fun story. Well, thank you for my haircut.
Absolutely, and thank you for coming to the Bondage Barber. If there's any reason why you can't give your barber a 10 today on the Google review, please see your barber before you leave.
If you want your haircut done at a kink event, I have put a link in the show notes to the Bondage Barber website so you can check out which events they will be attending. Another amazing experience at CAP was doing an impromptu episode of The Big Top at CapCon. Barney and I set up The Big Top in the cabaret room at CapCon, and a few of our friends joined us for a live recording. It was so much fun recording this episode in front of an audience, and it was almost more fun that it was a rogue impromptu recording. Here's part of that conversation.
If you want to talk about the sex,
we can go. You can go first. He had a whole roster. He literally, when I messaged him and we were like, oh, I'm going to land at this time. Also, just so you know, I have 15 people on the roster for getting clowned.
Yeah.
How many? Oh. And we have one of them in the audience right
now.
Before we bring him on, how do you clown someone for the first time?
Oh my God. Like, okay, prime example. I'm pointing.
For those that can't see,
I'm literally pointing at the clown in the audience.
There you go.
I just glued that red nose onto him. And then I changed his diaper and really humiliated him. And then I dressed him up in silly clothes. I permitted him not to wear the majority of them. He was too embarrassed. He also didn't want to be seen in clown makeup. So this is like the less embarrassing version. He still got my funny hat and some cool gloves and the squeaky dummy. Yeah.
Aww.
Well, like clowning is more like, I don't know, it's... That doesn't always involve fucking.
No, it doesn't.
So, like, a lot of people were like, oh, I just want to try, you know, the makeup or the noses or the costume or whatever. So a lot of those people, that's like, I'm not going to fuck all of those people. You made it sound like I had a list of people that I was, like, checking off.
No, I didn't assume you were going to fuck all 15.
Well, maybe I will. I'm in my service top era, listen.
Service clown era.
Service clown era. Well, listen, I'm hireable for all kinds of parties.
That's so dumb.
It's true.
Yeah?
I'll fuck you for money.
I love it. I think that's fun. I think that's fun when you get to walk around CAP and be like, oh, I want to try that.
Well, do you know what, though? It's also like other people are doing it. And as soon as somebody else does it, it's like, oh, okay, cool. Then I'm not the only one, and then people aren't staring at me, and then I, you know... Everything is easier in numbers. So I feel like somebody's signing at me. What do you want?
If you have a lot of pounds, then it doesn't feel like you're alone.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Circus.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Then it's like a whole circus. Yeah. I like that. Thank you for signing at me. That was great. You helped me get to the end of my sentence. But you've been having like all kinds of filthy sex. Oh, I thought you wanted it. I thought you wanted it to go in this direction.
I mean, I don't know if it's filthy. I mean, like, I don't know. All I'm gonna say is like, okay, so ever since I've gotten a boy, I don't know if I've made this like official yet, but I got this boy and it's been really fun being the instructor, being the daddy, being the big bro, like showing him how to do everything, to finally now being like, I don't have to do anything. I can just like
be
diapered up. Bend over.
Wait, hang on. Tell me about that. So you're like initiating him into the role? Or he just is the sub?
No, he like messaged me on FetLife. He was like, hey, I just moved into town. I've never been diapered before. And I want you to diaper me.
Whoa. For the first time. And you said no?
No, I said yes. No, I said yeah. And it's so much fun. I don't know. I don't know if anyone else has ever like been someone's first diaper experience. But like it's really...
Wait a second.
What?
You weren't just his first diaper experience.
No, I was his first for a lot of things. But that's also like really
Please tell the audience.
Oh, we're getting down and dirty.
Please tell the audience.
So,
because this is like, you've made it sound great, but then I also, well, tell the audience.
So he had never kissed anyone. He had never been diapered by anyone. He had also never like given someone a blowjob before or gotten fucked before. And so, but like real talk, that's nerve-wracking. It's
Oh, yeah, no. What, for you?
Well, yeah, I don't know, like...
Oh, really?
I don't want to be someone's first, like, that's a high expectation.
No, it's not. They don't know any better. Yeah, like what? Like,
actually, fun fact, you were my first. You were my first in San Francisco. I think I was...
Name him. No, don't.
No, I don't want to name him.
Okay, name him.
Hi. No, you were my first in San Francisco. I think I moved there, like, on Thursday, and, like, you hit me up Friday.
Wait, your first what? Yeah. Diaper time?
Diaper, you want to say it? He did me. Yeah. It was hot.
Cool. I love this interactive. First diaper, great sex. Amazing.
Well, it was like the first time I ever got to like mix sex with diapers.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
Right, because by yourself, you're just kind of like dildo and...
Yeah. Oh, well, sure.
Yeah. I was very excited. Hi.
Oh. What, when you slid inside? Oh, gosh. Cool.
But it's I don't know. For me, it was kind of nerve-wracking when he told, not him, not Artemis, but the boy, when he was like, yeah, I've never done anything before. And I was like, oh, my God.
See, I would have thought it's the other way around. Because I bet from his perspective, I wonder if he's thinking like, oh, am I good enough? You know, like, I've never done this before. So what if he thinks, you know, this is not,
and
you know what I mean?
And I feel it, and I'm just... To me, I feel like I'm such an empathetic person that I can feel it, so like I just account for it. No, you don't think I'm empathetic. No, so I like account for it, right? Like I always check in and stuff. But now I'm learning, now that we've checked off all the boxes, now he's like, I want to go deeper, I want to go harder.
Well, this is the other thing.
More things. And I'm like, now it's like a game. Now it's like, oh, we have to like, but like I'm excited.
But that's
for
fun.
It.
Yeah,
but
that's great.
Why, like, during CAP, one of the things that I wanted to do was like, I want to be baby. Like, I want to.
Yeah. Oh no, I have that as well because oh fuck, the phone fell down. At home, yeah, I have a little, and I'm just used to being daddy, and so coming here, it was super fun to be like, can somebody just like pin me down and force me to wear a diaper?
Kind of like how when you like told me, hey, can we be roomies? You were like, I want you to pin me down and make me like the messiest boy in the whole world.
That's not what I said.
So, if we're going to spill shit, this. That's right. Well, it's not literal shit.
Speaking of, yeah, well, I mean.
Well, but like I know last year you had a bad messy experience. Why?
I didn't have a bad messy experience.
Didn't you tell me someone messed in front of you and you were like,
oh, no, Neon, like, were he fine with me saying, well, I don't know where I'm from. Were he fine with that? I'm from the American South now. He wanted to do that, and we were playing with somebody else. And I was like, oh, like, I don't want to be a part of that. Go do that in your room. And then they did. Uh-huh. It wasn't like I had a bad experience. It just wasn't my thing. And it's like the last frontier. I've told you about my chastity thing, right?
No.
Fucking hell. Okay. I'm going to make this real brief.
Okay.
Because everybody who listens to the podcast has heard the story 1,000 times. But basically, chastity was like a fear. Because anything, any kind of mechanism down there is like, I don't know. Like, you know, when you're like, ooh.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, you know? Like, one of my earliest memories is my mom getting my dick caught in a zip. Oh. Right, yeah, so.
Not the zipper.
Right, so to me, like anything down there. And that's why my dick always points up. When I first started wearing diapers, people were like, why is your dick pointing up? That's not gonna help. And I was like, how do you make a bulge with your penis? You point it down. And then I learned that like a lot of people point it down. So yeah, anyway. So chastity to me was just like a big, no thank you, like big turn off.
Okay.
And then eventually I was kind of like, you know, well, if we wanna, I like to push the boundaries. I like to push the limits. I like to try new things. I like to explore. And I'd already, like, I'd gotten into ABDL, and then I'd gotten into pup play, and then I'd gotten into piss, and then I'd gotten into, you know, farts, whatever. And so eventually I was kind of like, we could try this. And I was at my favorite place in the world in Berlin.
Name it in case they don't know.
Felgeist. I talk about it all the time. The Fohien Lager event is a full ABDL diaper weekend. It's like a BDSM club that we just turn into a littles wonderland. We have a giant bull pit. We have a video game room, a classroom. There's a teacher that comes and does a class. There's like, you can do coloring. There's a room with a crib and a high chair and like toys and stuff. They built a wet play area. So there's like a water toy thing you can play with. And then they do a gun shower. And then we leave all the BDSM equipment out as well. So you can get like, they have a spinning wheel there that you can get spun on or suspended or put in a cage. There's a padded cell. There's loads of like places to get changed. They just put diaper tables everywhere. ABU sponsors it. So there's like 1,500 diapers. You can just take a diaper. So yeah, like this place is my favorite place in the world. It was my first event ever. And I've been to a lot of events since and nothing comes close. And it is like run by the loveliest people who are on their shit. Like you can do anything, but if there's ever a problem, you're out. Yeah, and so I've had a lot of first experiences there. I got spanked for the first time and I ended up getting flogged for an hour and I was like, wait, I can do this? I thought I was a big pain pussy. And just the right person, the right, you know, whatever. So I was like, okay, we can try this chastity thing. And I was like, well, how can I make it like fun for me? So I thought, well, what if I got like pinned down and I'm in my puppy gear and like I got taken to the vet and the puppy got fixed.
Okay.
And like everybody was like watching and laughing.
Uh-huh.
And so I sort of arranged this thing and we had a vet. He had his whole like vet outfit and everything. And they waited until I least expected it. So, you know, I've been there for a few hours because this place doesn't close. It just stays open all night. You can just hang out there. And I see like some diaper puppies coming towards me and I'm like, huh. And then they start covering the exits. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting jumped and they collared me, did a like shame procession around the whole venue with bells and like inviting
like
people.
Like Game of Thrones
yes,
style?
Yes, yes. Like ding, 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 ding. And they were like, who wants to see the puppy get fixed? Like anyone can come. And I was like, fuck, okay. This is really, really cool, really intense. But like having an audience made it. Oh, and I was also like, oh, by the way, I've never tried CBT. So if you want to throw that in.
This was your first time being locked up?
Yeah.
I was just in a Mr. S store being locked up. This sounds
no, I was terrified. Better. I was terrified. So I was like, let's turn it into a fear play scene. And then I can kind of work through it.
Okay.
So, and it's all my like friends doing it. So I trust them. They're like pinning me down and forcing this cage on me. And I'm like freaking out, but I like really am pinned down. I can't move. And the cock and ball torture, I kind of, that was a bit intense. Cause I kind of just like said, oh yeah, throw that in there. And then they did. Fuck, that hurt. There was a lady who had very, very long fingernails,
ooh,
like acrylics, who just dug into my testicles.
That sounds like pain.
Yeah, it was. It was torture, yeah. And then, yeah, they put the cage on. Oh, and also the way it is, there's like a balcony that people are like looking down and like watching my ordeal. So it was like being in a theater, really. Put the cage on and then diapered me and yeah, it was totally fine. I was like, oh, okay, I'm not afraid of this anymore. So that's my long-winded way of saying, fucking short story long, geez, of saying I'm down to try pooping myself. I've just been scared of it for a long time and I think I feel confident enough that like I trust all the people involved to like, but I want it to be like I'm forced, like, force feed me coffee, fucking pin me down, like invite anybody who wants to watch can come and like laugh at me and like that'll make it hot for me. Cause that's my element. That's where I feel comfortable and like relaxed and safe.
You only feel comfortable when there's a crowd?
Yeah, it helps.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Cause like first times for me, I wanted to do it like in private. I'm so worried that like, cause I wear my emotions on my face. Like the first time I fisted my boyfriend, he has a video of it, and it's my hand going into his ass, and he's recording me, and he's like, does that feel good? And I'm just like, yeah, it feels great.
But your face is like, ugh.
Well, because I just wear my, like, what I'm thinking on my face. It's a horrible trick.
But that's great. No, I think that's great. Like, I mean, fucking hilarious that he was filming your face while that's happening for the
first time. Well, because he probably knew, like, okay.
Yeah, it'll be funny.
Newsy always has a face. Let's just see which one he pulls out this time.
But listen, this is my whole thing. Sex is silly. Like, we're putting funny things in funny places. So there's no part of it where I'm like, seriousness is just like, doesn't belong in the bedroom to me. I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, how can you take yourself seriously? You're putting your hand in someone's butt. That's where poo happens. Like, what are we doing, you know? So, like, why not have fun with it? Why not, like, dress like a stupid clown? And, like, making faces, I think that's great. Because what were you supposed to do? Be really stoic and be like, yeah, this is super cool.
I'm a top.
Yeah, like, let me punch your gut, you know? Like,
no, I agree. I feel like sex should be fun. And I think that's what, to me, that's what ABDL does for me, is it's like, yeah, when you, like, really pull it apart, it's you in a diaper pissing yourself and you think it's hot. Like, yeah. From an outside perspective, you're like, yeah. And when you, to me, when you think of it like that, it kind of makes it more fun, right? Any possibility under the stars is possible when you think about it that way.
Okay, I want to get a quick, like, sort of hands up survey in the audience. Because I think most people agree with you that, like, the privacy somehow feels safer to explore. Does everyone feel that way? Some yes, some no, some medium. What's the medium? Like, as in, you feel like you don't mind having people watch? Or, like, what's the safety element of it?
It's like Wendy Williams.
Oh, my God, yes.
Here's the thing. I do like having people watch sometimes. That's because I'm a shallow bitch and I work hard on my appearance. So it's like, I want people to see. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then possibly, like, if I see people, like, look, and then they, like, make a face like Newsy would, and then turn away, then I'm like, okay, cool. There's something I need to improve upon. And so it's just better for next time.
I guess. I want to hear from Tyke behind you, because I saw he had the same kind of, like, yeah, yes and no.
Well, I just think that the controlled humiliation,
yeah,
is, like, kind of a turn on. And so, like, as long as the humiliation is, like, I know beforehand what's happening. I might not know when it's going to happen. I know what's happening. I know who's going to be there. And if they're watching or laughing or whatever, that's, like, fine with me, as long as it's in a controlled environment. So,
totally,
like, around,
yeah,
others.
I agree with that, because I feel like, for example, here I feel very comfortable because it's like I know who's here. Like,
yes.
I get we're all on the,
yeah,
same kink. But I don't know if I would, like, I feel like if I went to, like, Folsom, there's still, like, that level of, like, I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
Yes, I clarify.
What were you going to say?
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not so much of the humiliation, but I'm a bit of an exhibitionist. And so, I mean, I MC a lot of things, so I love to get the audience to react and laugh and clap and everything. So when I'm doing something sexual, the fact that I can look around and see everybody with that look in their eye, they have that, like, intensity and that heat because they're into what I'm doing, that just makes the scene 100 times better.
I get that. I feel that.
I feel like, though, I clarify, because I only did the chastity thing because that's the place that I feel safest. So the second time I was there, I had kind of a bad experience with somebody who just wasn't very careful with me. I wanted to get spanked again, and I ended up just kind of being left with this guy who, like, wasn't very safe. And, you know, and then, like, kind of left me there. So, like, he
left you there?
Dude, he let other people hit me that I didn't know,
okay. Okay.
He kept wandering and, like, walking away and doing other stuff, and I was just kind of left there. He wasn't keeping an eye on how I was doing physically. So at one point he was like, oh, yeah, we have to, like, let you down, like, you're welting. And I was like, what? Like, I didn't know that. Like, why are you telling me this now? And then he just left. And I was holding my, like, pissy diaper in my hand, totally naked, no aftercare. So I went and found my friend and was like, this felt weird. And immediately he, like, talked to the organizer. They sat me down and they were like, we need you to know that this is not how this is supposed to happen. Because, yeah, this is supposed to be a place where you are safe and you can try these things. And the last thing we want is for you to have this experience and then, like, I either never want to come back or never want to try impact again because some idiot, like, didn't know what they were doing. So they spoke to him, kicked him out. He's banned. And sorry, there's a little bit of noise in the background. I'm just saying for the people listening at home, because we're not actually allowed to be here.
Underground recording.
Well, okay, so, like, you know, we can talk about all the things that are good and bad about CapCon, and one of them is, like, they never got back to me about this recording. And
name them.
I'm joking.
Well, I don't. Well, whatever. They never go back to me, and so I followed up and was like, "Hey, am I allowed to do this?" And they were like, "We don't know." And then half the things that are supposed to be happening aren't on the schedule for some reason. So, whatever. I was like, okay. And then I looked at the schedule and I was like, okay, there's a bunch of rooms that are just empty, like all day. I'll just go there and we'll just do like a secret recording. Come to find out that they are kind of doing some stuff in this room, like in the background, they just need to move some furniture and stuff. So if you hear noise, that's what's happening and that's fine. And who knows, maybe they'll kick us out.
You'll never know. Who knows? Of the events that are planned and that you know of, which ones are you going to do? Which ones are you checking out? What's on your agenda?
I made a list, and I will actually tell you. Was I in the middle of a story?
You were talking about chastity and in public.
The story was the guy who was not so good with me. And
yes.
Anyway, that place, like, they shut that shit down real fucking fast. They looked after me really, really, really well. And I ended up having the best night ever. I was drinking for free. It was great. But that kind of stuff is just so important. And it meant that I feel the safest there. So doing the chastity thing there made total sense to me. I know everybody. The other thing is, like, the audience are just spectators. They are not involved. Nobody was allowed to, like, come near me or touch me that I hadn't personally okayed. And it's the same thing here. I've been to Capcom before. It was very overwhelming. It still was overwhelming yesterday to arrive at so many people. But the people that I trust to, like, do this messing experience with the first time, I'm super, super comfortable with that. Yeah, the thing, you can hear the stuff in the background. They're being as quiet as they can, very kindly. But yeah, let me tell you the stuff. So I made a list of all the things. Let me have a look at the sketch.
I didn't make a list at all.
Oh, okay. So there was one thing today and I didn't go to it.
That's why I don't make lists.
It was the S&M in Age Play thing that I thought might be slightly interesting. But yeah, I just didn't. Tomorrow, though, there's a lot of cool stuff. So I'll tell you what I've got on tomorrow. Tomorrow at 10, there's a sketchbook swap, and I don't know what that is, so I might just poke my head in.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds artsy, so then there's an art game, so I might see what that is. Then there's bootblacking 101. I'm not super interested in learning specifically about bootblacking, but I have a leather clown outfit that I think I'll wear tomorrow, and I have not looked after it. So I just kind of want to actually learn a bit more about looking after, you know, leather and also boots and whatever. And also, these clown shoes I'm wearing right now, these were very fucking expensive. And you can see they're actually really scuffed. That happens every time because they're so big. I get the rubber on it. And I have worked very, very hard to get the things out and to put... I have this, like, red leather cream that I can use and stuff, and it kind of works. But I need somebody who actually knows stuff about leather to, like, help me live my life. Anyway.
That would be a fun thing to watch. A boot blacking event
of this.
With clown shoes.
My clown shoes. I should have brought my red because, I mean,
iconic,
I'm sure they won't have.
If only we could take a picture.
Well.
No, we can't. Shh.
Anyway. Then there's an art club. Who knows what that is? But there's also Swiss chocolate tasting.
Yes. That one seemed interesting.
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
Where?
It's in this room. In this room. Tomorrow at 1. And if you
right.
look under your, chairs,
under your chairs,
you will see that there is nothing because you deserve nothing. Okay, but Swiss chocolate. Little thing about me. I am Swiss.
Yes.
I am also...
Chocolate?
Yes. I used to be a chocolatier.
Wow.
So...
No, wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. Wow, that edible is hitting, huh?
No. Keep going, though.
I don't know.
This is my vacation.
from life?
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway,
no,
keep
I get
going.
It. Yeah, so the Swiss chocolate, I think I kind of want to... Bear with. I kind of want to go and, like, see how bad the chocolate is. Because I don't trust that they have high-quality Swiss chocolate here. Why are the Americans gasping? You invented compound chocolate.
You think Capcom brought Swiss chocolate?
No, this is a guy that's Swiss. He's from Switzerland doing...
Oh, yeah? Where in Switzerland?
I don't fucking know.
What are you doing?
Well, you keep talking to him. I thought I was going to mic him up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
I want my Wendy Williams.
Sorry. I don't know if anyone heard any of the things you said. I was just trying to find out who the chocolate man is.
Oh, yeah, no, I was talking about this really cute Swiss guy that has chocolate. not chocolate man, like how Newsy's the chocolate man, but like actual chocolate. And it's really, I mean, you could eat Newsy's chocolate, but like if you're into that. But this is like Swiss chocolate. It's very delicious. I'm excited, but I'm also excited for the other event that's happening. There's like a Big Bab meeting happening simultaneously. I don't know where, but they're having like a mini pizza party. And so I'm going to get pizza and chocolate at that time. So, yeah.
Dope.
So good luck in the morning.
Thank you. Oh, and also in the morning, I'm going to another unofficial thing, but it's like a little workout. But yeah, I'm excited.
Working out in a diaper. That's always been on my list every year at CapCon, really? And I never do. Yeah. No. I know, but, like, I don't want to go alone.
Wait, but
I go alone to the gym all the time.
Hang on. Explain this to me. Huh. But doesn't that just chafe, like out?
No, it's a whole fan. Okay, picture it.
Oh, Jesus.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Are you going to hit me?
No.
Oh, sorry. You're not my dad. Sorry.
Okay, picture it. Close your eyes.
I'm just kidding. I don't have a dad.
You're in your nighttime diaper. It's all squishy. It's all, like, it's all mushy. You're, like, squishing it around. And then, like, you go to the gym, and you're like, and then you're like lifting weights and everything, and you're like you're feeling your himbo fantasy. Does that not do it for you?
Have you met me? What are you talking
Someone
about?
Someone in here understands.
Well,
thank you. Thank
two,
you,
three
thank
people.
You. I know some of you over there.
Working out is thank sexy.
Yeah.
Like it feels sexy.
You don't think so?
No. I'm gross and sweaty, and I don't like it, and it's
That's
boring.
That's the fun.
Well, it's like
it's a mix of like. Jesus. Yeah.
I get to scare you for once.
Yeah.
Get everyone to scooch out of the way of that.
Okay.
Put tables there.
Okay. I'm going to just have to ask everybody to sit on the floor in front of me like small children because the nice people need to take your chairs. Oh, my God. Thank you. This is
it's
really
more,
intimate, actually.
It's more intimate.
Oh, it is.
I feel part of the show.
Oh, you are.
Should we be on the ground?
Should we? Do you need our table? No, I like having a table. I like feeling superior. Oh, fuck. Okay, we're going to sit on the floor. This is going
to
be...
I'm a baby. I don't deserve to be in a chair.
No, you don't, but I do.
You are the tallest baby.
Oh, this is great because actually we can probably hear people's voices quite well as well.
Campfire, stop.
I will kick you out.
Being sweaty is half the fun, though.
Being sweaty is disgusting. It's horrible. I smell, and I'm wet.
Well, you've got to remember it's also a mix of the endorphins you get from...
But the endorphins I get from working out are like poo-poo. Like what? Like, yeah, I feel like not terrible, but I don't feel like I'm going to come.
It's like a sense of accomplishment.
Like I'll do a class. That's fun. But I'm not like sitting there. Teddy wants to say something else.
You need to make the fun. Like, so I put in my music and I'm like, hell yeah, wonderful. Or like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's I don't fun. Know.
For the chance it could happen, I'm ready.
Whoa. Mike, Kim, this is interesting.
Okay.
You go to the gym for sex?
No, but there's a good chance it can happen. I know there's a couple, especially in like the couple gyms like north of where I live, because I live in like buttshit nowhere, but like north of where I live in those cities, like Austin and San Antonio.
North of the shit nowhere?
I live in the valley, so yeah, the shit nowhere.
North of the,
north
shit,
of
no-
the shit nowhere.
That would make a great novel.
You would think that.
Yeah, you would think that. North of the shit nowhere.
Like, I've, like, prepped before, because I was like, there's a good chance something might happen, and I'm kind of down for it, too, so let me go and have fun and get my workout in, and then, like, whatever happens, happens. And I have a lot of stories at that gym. Not as many as other people, but a lot more.
Basically, cool. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Cool.
Exactly. Always be ready.
I don't want to.
I also always prep before a show, but that's for a totally different reason.
I've never done that.
Prep for a show?
For a sex.
Oh. For a sex?
Yeah. Because like the idea of like, oh, this could happen. It's like, well, it will or it won't, but I'm not going to like hold out. Like, I don't.
I like the cleaning feeling too.
No, you don't. I've seen your Twitter.
Yeah, no. Wait, what are you talking about, Mr. Mudbutt?
Also, let it be known, not to drag you, but I love you anyway. We were going to room together, and I was so excited to room with you.
And now you have the audacity to complain that, oh, nobody's coming to, like, fuck my muddy butt. Well, if you'd roomed with us...
Well, hold up. I'm the other side of that.
Oh, wait. Well, it's Jerry Springer up in this shit.
He was like, oh, yeah, I'm rooming with you, Daddy. I'm like, oh, okay. And then this one's like, he's rooming with Newsy. And I'm like,
All right, listen, I don't care either way. I just need to know. Like,
you just said yes to all of us.
I did.
It didn't matter who it was. Look, he just said yes.
The original plan, I wasn't even going to show up to CapCon this year. It just was on a whim because of the way like life was going. Because they were coming, you were coming, so.
What he wanted to hear was because he was coming.
Like it was like he was like the, he was like the stamp of like approval right there.
Okay, wait.
Oh, speaking
wait.
Of stamp of approval, sorry, my bum is that paddle that you. So I got paddled a little, and that was great. left a mark, like very cute. And then you stamped me with that super duper cool stamp, which was great.
Right, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, what?
No, he stamped me with like a stamp that said like spanked by. But the problem is that shit has not washed off, and I was scrubbing, and it is
That's
now
supposed to wash off you.
But now every time I put on a diaper, it imprints on the inside. Anyway, can we all just move like this way because they need us? I love this little like rogue like.
So
we're recording like the man's trying to quell our rebellion. Total non sequitur and has nothing to do with anything. But I want to do a little word association.
Oh, okay.
Because I realized that my version of what I consider like sexy is so different to yours. So if I said the word like sexy or hot or like arousing or whatever, word association to you, what exactly are like the buzzwords that come up?
Oh, and you think like this is really
hot? What's
hot?
Yeah.
Oh God. I don't know. Like,
beards are hot. Beards?
No, beards or facial hair is hot. Well, see, that's the thing. Okay, cool. I know this is such a cliche answer, but for me, it's an energy. One of the like the reason why I love talking to people is because I can like feel different energies.
Hell yeah.
So high. I can feel different energy. And so
no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
So that's why I enjoy talking to people. So like maybe I don't like. Like handlebar mustaches on one person, but on like a different person. No, but on him and with his energy and what he brings, I'm like that's hot.
Right.
So like I always feel.
I don't know. I love a big nose and a big mustache.
Hell yeah, big nose.
I'm kidding, though. I'm with you with what you're saying.
Listen, I don't know.
I mean, but everybody. So again, like I was talking with this one, right? Right. Well, we yes. Okay. Yes, come sit on my nose. We can do it later, or you can all watch. I don't give a fuck. Like, what? The reason I ask is because, like, this person and I were chatting about, like, the vibe thing. Because the vibe thing is, like, I don't know if I want to fuck you until I know that, like, I want to have pizza with you and, like, play video games. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel
but
like
some
those
people,
are too,
it's, like,
those
very
are,
physical.
I mean, I felt those experiences in too. There's some nights where I'm, like, I don't really care what you have to say. I just want you to do me. Right. And then there's other times where it's like, I want to get to know the person. I want to like go have a pizza with them. I want to talk to them. I want to like pick their brain.
What about
turns
wet?
Them on. What, always wet. Oh, sweat? Yeah. I love sweat.
Wet, sweat.
I'm a total pig through and through. Have you not seen my everything?
Yeah. I don't want to like air your dirty laundry, but.
Well, it's fine because Don told me that he didn't use any of my videos because during Diaper Active because he was like 80% of them are messy. And I was like, I'm.
You did
I believe
suck.
The words that came out of my mouth was, every other video was like, look.
Look, I'm newsy.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, fair. I'm rooming with you, and I think it's
I haven't
time for
messed
me to blow
once.
Up. Yeah, I know, but like, oh,
you
I got
shit in front
you.
Of me.
Hey.
Oh, are we not
hey,
supposed
whoa.
To bring that up? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I didn't shit in front of you.
No,
I,
like, he had the door. And like, no, it wasn't, like, on the floor.
No, I was on the toilet, and you came in, and I was like, I'm cool with this. I wasn't like, do you want to blow?
Well, because
in?
The
like,
previous... Well, the previous day, you were like, eat my ass after this 13-hour flight, and I was like, that's hot, I'm into it, and so when you...
You went for it. You also sucked your own piss off of my dick.
This is not the time or
oh,
the
I'm
place.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's hot. That's really hot.
Thank you. I tried.
Right, that's really hot. Yeah, I mean, I was like, sure.
Now if
you are a pig.
No, thank you. Yeah. I take it as a compliment.
Your version of pig is a little different to mine. Because I want to be like, oink, oink. Yeah, like I want to wear like a pig nose. But you want to like...
See, that makes it confusing. No, I understand you, but it makes it...
I'm just on the silly side of the street.
Has anyone ever put pig in their profile and people are like, are you into this? And then you counter offer with, are you into this? And they're like, oh, God, no. And you're like, oh, shoot, maybe is pig the right term that I should be using?
Scat pig. Scat pig.
So I have to use both.
I like putting pig on the end of anything. You know, dick pig, butt pig.
Clown pig?
Clown pig.
Wow.
Yeah. You
slut pig.
Slut pig. Someone has a question. Newsy, run.
So obviously, like, you know, like, you use those terms like dick pig and a butt pig and whatever, but what would you put if you were like, I role play as a pig?
Yeah, really good question.
Ooh, like, pig pig.
Oh, like would I role play as a pig? Is that what you're asking?
Like a little piglet.
So that's my that's my issue with pup play a little bit, and that's my issue with all I can't think of the word.
Anthropomorphic.
Thank you. I feel like I'm really bad at acting, so like being like puppy and stuff, I'm always kind of like,
you think it's a drama exercise. Like, we're gonna Stanislavski this, like,
just break it down.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's more fun to have just the pig emoji and people are like, ooh, what's that about? Because you don't know if it's, again, you are in a messy play. You don't know if you're into TF. You don't know if you're into cat play. So yeah.
I like emojis. I'm like a boomer.
Are you asking about TF? Transformation.
Dressing up, transformation, stupid costumes, humiliation. This is all like animal play.
Why do you think I started this podcast? I don't know shit.
Just to let, well, you know shit.
You do know shit. That's the main thing you know.
Okay, we've got to wrap up. You know that I normally do like a yay for the day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But like, obviously, we didn't prepare this. But I want to do like a, what's your yay for this con? Like, either something so far that has been like, fuck yeah, or something that you're like, I'm dead set on doing this cool thing. Have you got something like that?
I would have to say yay of the day so far was Pup Sniffer and his daddy. We went to the pot shop, got some pie, lovely.
You got some pie?
Pot.
Some pot.
I don't know.
Marijuana.
I would say yay of the day because, like, we've been talking online and, I don't know, like, it's kind of cool. To me, it's so cool when you get to, like, talk to someone online and then you, like, get to hang out with them at, like, a
Oh,
like
hell yeah.
I would say that's the yay of the day.
That's a lot of experiences here is like, oh, I know you from online. I know you from the internet. You know, I'm like a boomer. I know you from the internet. Hey, you got internet
okay, so
on your phone?
What's your yay of the day so far?
The clowns, dude. The clowns. Last year, I was like... Oh, I'm really nervous about like wearing my clown shit. And this year,
and look at you now. You're like crusading it. Like
hell yeah,
taking names, taking red
People
noses.
People are like, hey, can you nose me? Can you clown me? It's gonna be sexual.
That's the trailer. It's gonna be.
Oh, it's gonna be sexual. Clown fucking. Yeah, like. Hell yeah, man. No, I'm excited that so many people are up for it, are down to clown, whatever. I just bumped into somebody who I've never met, like, don't know online, don't know them anything about them at all. And they were like, oh, that's so cool. Love your outfit. I've got a clown outfit. I'm going to wear it tomorrow, and we can be clowns. And I was like, dope.
There was someone earlier when we were walking around together. She came up and said that she brought her mime outfit, and she was like, I don't know...
Well, I don't fuck with mimes.
That's the line. But, like, she was like, I wasn't sure if I was actually going to wear it. But, like, seeing clowns walk around.
Hell yeah. Wear the mime. Like, I love that so many people are up for my, like, this thing that I thought was just, like, this weird thing about me.
I will say that's the one really cool thing that I always appreciate about CapCon is, right, so, for a lot of us, this... kink happened during COVID where you're by yourself and then like you just go, so it's like cool to come to CapCon and see like, wow, there's so many different flavors of all of this, and like, wow, I can like relate to that one, or like, I thought I was alone.
Hey, if you want to poop yourself, Come down to
404.
No.
I didn't say what hotel.
Yeah.
They know what hotel.
Yeah, they know what hotel.
No, they don't.
We can smell you.
Yeah, they just follow the smell. Hey, I got some bin bags, so you can... Actually, I'm not inviting.
What I think is funny, though, is I feel like I don't make a lot of messy content, and this one makes a lot, so I think he should deserve the messy crown.
You don't think that you make a lot of messy content.
The messy crown sounds disgusting.
Like, you are... the
messy crown. It sounds more regal.
No, that's a turd tiara.
Oh, come on. How, like, what the hell? This was such a highbrow podcast. Look what you've done.
Ah, now it's a brown
You're
cow
never...
podcast.
Oh, now brown cow?
Brown cow stunning.
All right, that's the end.
That's the end.
Thanks for coming to the Big Top Live. Join us next time as we go into the Big Top.
You can find the rest of that conversation on Barney's podcast, The Big Top. All right, kiddos, before we go, I just want to check in with all of you that went to CapCon. How are you feeling? Did you get con crud? Are you feeling sick? I hope you feel better. I'm definitely feeling a little bit of an itch in the back of my throat, so it is just soups for me for the rest of the week. But more importantly, how is your mental health? Are you feeling any con drop? If you are, here are some tips. Close your eyes. Unless you're driving. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. But if you can't close your eyes, close your eyes. And imagine yourself back at CapCon. Think of a moment that made you feel like you were over the moon. Do you have that memory? Now lock it away in your brain. You'll want to save it for the next time you feel sad or alone. This is a gift to yourself when times get tough. Next, if you met someone at CapCon or had a really fun experience with a group, don't be afraid to reach out. You can't control how or if that person will respond, but sometimes taking the first step can help grow a friendship. And finally, don't let CapCon be your only event. If there are events near you and you can make them, check them out. And if there are diaper adjacent events like a pup night or a chastity night, check those out too. And if you live far, far away like me, start planning for your next event. My next event is Diaper Active in LA. These tips were taken from A.B. Weisitter's Con Drop article. I will have a link to this article in the show notes. Also, make sure to tune in next week for more CapCon conversations and adventures. All right, kiddos, this episode was brought to you by My ABDL Supplies, the Sydney-based age play company giving Newsy Nook listeners 5% off your next order when you use promo code Newsy Baby. Check out My ABDL Supplies, your one-stop ABDL shop. All right, kiddos, I gotta put some cream on this diaper rash. See ya. Bye.